In this bulletin, Labor promises new funds to promote language learning. The UN's food supply in Gaza has run out under Israel's nearly eight-week-old blockade. And in surfing, Ethan Ewing powers into the quarterfinals at the Rip Curl Pro tournament. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Labor has earmarked $5 million to fund Asian language learning and help students of any background become more fluent. School students from diverse backgrounds could receive more support to learn or maintain the language of their ancestors as the Prime Minister vies for votes in multicultural communities. With just a week until polling day, Anthony Albanese has promised to spend $25 million on 600 community schools if Labor is re-elected at the May 3rd poll. Labor says more than 90,000 students learn 84 languages in language schools across the country, whereas half of Australians were born overseas or have at least one parent who was. Mr. Albanese says keeping community language schools open will help bolster connection with the rest of the world.
Community language skills are so important going forward because we live in a world where we interact with each other in the region. It will help you with your employment. It will help with everything, help you to be able to communicate better. And it'll be good for Australia as well because we need more languages with the communities around our great island continent of Australia.
Meanwhile, the opposition leader, Peter Dutton, is in Queensland today campaigning in the seat of Leichhardt. The seat has been held by the coalition's Warren Entsch for 15 years. Labor believes Mr. Entsch's looming retirement has created an opening in a state where the party holds just 5 of 30 seats. This comes as the finish line is now in sight after Anthony Albanese and Peter Dutton have spent a month crossing the country in a bid to grab attention and votes from Australians. And overseas, the World Food Programme says its food stocks in the Gaza Strip have run out under Israel's nearly eight-week-old blockade. According to the UN, some 80% of Gaza's population rely primarily on charity kitchens for food because other sources have shut down under the Israeli blockade. Antoine Renard, WFP Palestine Country Director, says the basic food needs of the local population are simply not being met.
The closure has been ongoing for more than 50 days. If the context remains unchanged, WFP's critical lifeline assistance may be forced to end. To meet the basic needs of population in Gaza, it is critical that we are able to resume food deliveries into Gaza immediately.
Israel has leveled much of Gaza with its air bombardment and ground invasion, vowing to destroy Hamas after its October 7, 2023 attack on southern Israel. Gaza's health ministry says the conflict has killed over 51,000 Palestinians, and Israel says the October 7 attack saw militants kill about 1,200 people, mostly Israeli civilians, and abduct 251. Meanwhile, Luigi Mangione, accused of gunning down an insurance executive in cold blood, has pleaded not guilty to murder charges after he was arraigned in court. Mr. Mangione has now been charged in both New York State and federal court over the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He is currently charged with murder, two counts of stalking, and a firearms offense. The case has stirred debate about political violence and the state of the healthcare system in the United States and is the first case in which the Justice Department is seeking the death penalty since Donald Trump returned to the White House. And as mourners around the world prepare to mark the funeral of Pope Francis, Ukrainian-born, Australia-based Cardinal Mykola Bychuk has paid tribute to the pontiff. The Vatican says 130 delegations are due to attend the funeral tomorrow in the Vatican St. Peter's Square, including 50 heads of state and 10 reigning sovereigns. Bishop Mykola Bychuk is Australia's highest-ranking Catholic official after Pope Francis made him a cardinal last year. He's among a select group of bishops helping to pick the next pope, and he has now paid tribute to the late Francis.
If there was ever a pope who proclaimed lived and embodied God's mercy, it was Francis. He was a Pope of mercy, not just in word, but in action.
And in surfing, Ethan Ewing has powered into the quarterfinals at Bells Beach with the highest heat score so far among the men or women at the Rip Curl Pro. Ewing, the only Australian surfer in the men's field who has won Bells before, shone on Anzac Day with his round of 16 victory. Compatriot Xavier Huxtable started a pulsating day of competition with a massive upset, knocking out world number one Italo Ferreira. In the same way that compatriot Tyler Wright looks well-placed heading into the women's quarters, Ewing is boasting strong form while key rivals are being dispatched. And I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.